This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:14 in the evening with Kelvin and Hezril on the evening edition. I just realized I said evening twice. Anyway, we are talking about how COVID-19 is changing the way we practice religion. Of course, with social distance being the way to go, you know, we've seen a lot of traditions that a lot of people are used to, that we are used to, change, that we can't practice, we can't meet with our communities anymore. So we want to find out from you, how has social distancing affected your religious community? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, for a deeper dive into this, we are speaking with Badrul Hisham, Director of Programs at Iman Research. Badrul, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for calling.
First off, how do you feel about the suspension of religious gatherings?
Well, in terms of what is going on at the moment, I think it is a very important and wise move. We know that this is very important to contain any kind of more spread of the virus and all that. Although, in my opinion, it's something that it should have been done probably a bit earlier than we started.
How are people like your friends and family feeling?
Well, one thing you have to know, one thing that we have to accept is that not all Malay Muslims go to mosque, not all of them go to surah and all that. But then there's a lot of people that do. And of course, this is going to take a lot of adjustment in terms of how they do go through their day-to-day activities. And this is especially for families who are, I come from family that a lot of them are religious teachers. They are also very observant in terms of religion. So this is something that is going to affect quite a bit in terms of their daily activities.
What does being able to observe prayers and religious activities in a group setting mean in Islam? And also, I guess, extending that thought to any faith for that matter?
Well, from a religious perspective, I'm not going to touch on that because I'm myself am not a religious scholar, but there are merits to praying with your fellow brethren, your fellow Muslims from an Islamic perspective. But from, I would say, from a societal perspective, the mosque activity and the social life of mosque or surau is where a lot of Muslims get to know their other friends. That's where they meet each other. That's where it's a whole social life that surrounds the mosque and surah activity, which of course is in addition to the religious aspect of all Muslims know that if you pray at the mosque with other Muslims, there's more pahala in there than praying by yourself. But on top of that, there's a lot more social bonding that happens, social interaction that happens that you don't get if you only do your religious rituals by yourself privately at home.
Apart from prayer, how else do religious spaces serve the community, and what impact does a closure have on a larger scale?
Well, in Malaysia, our mosque and surah are still mostly related to prayer activities. They are, of course, sermons that are conducted in the mosque and surah as well. But there are also places where, which is not that many in Malaysia, at least from my observation, but there's a few. And there's also places in outside of Malaysia where mosques are also place of shelter for example, for travelers, for the homeless community. I know there's a mosque in Sandakan where a lot of the homeless community go there at night to clean themselves and to sleep and all that. So those are certain elements that those kind of spaces can provide if the mosque community themselves allow it.
How can these functions and services be replicated in other ways? We've seen live streams of prayer service, for example, being the next thing now. But, what sort of other ideas do you have?
Well, for at least in terms of religious sermons. We know that there's a lot of videos and there's a lot of online content for that. A lot of religious preachers are also YouTubers. They not only, even if they do it at the mosque, they would record it and, you know, put it online for other people to watch them as well. But at least for Muslims in terms of praying itself, although Friday prayers, we do a live telecast on RTM1, which I'm sure it's still around, at least when we still have the Friday prayers. But other than that, it's not a common practice from as far as I know, for Muslims to live stream prayers itself. Because there is an option to just pray at home privately. It's not something that, I mean, Friday prayers you have to do at a mosque with all the other Muslims. But if you can't do that, then you can just pray privately at home, pray Zuhur at home. So there's always an option that you can sort of opt not to have to have live stream prayers. But in other form of content, other type of religious activities like sermons and all that, we can see that happening online.
In your community, personally, how often do people go to the mosque and participate in religious activities? And would this be a sudden and drastic change for those who do visit the mosque on a daily basis?
Yes. I grew up in Kajang, which is not far from Bangi. And the mosque and the surau plays a crucial social space for a lot of people to not only go to prayers but also meet their friends, you know, socialize. Especially true for retirees, and this is also in outside of the urban area, in places where in anywhere where there's people who go there on a actually five times a day. Especially true for retirees because this is their social life. A lot of retired Muslims, when they stop going to work, they rely tremendously on the mosque community and the surau community to continue what kind of social life that they have. So not being able to go to the mosque or surau is going to affect definitely in terms of how they can get interaction with other people, how can they get news about other people, how can they even just, you know, seeing people itself, just, you know, knowing that your friends are still around, knowing that your friends are still healthy and all that. And not being able to see that, you know, face-to-face is something that is going to affect a lot of people, I'm sure.
Though, on that note, right, are there perhaps people who prefer to hold religious activities at home instead? And what type of events would that be?
Well, normally there are types of activities that people tend to do privately, but it mostly circles around private classes. We call it usrah, small usrah group, where you get a few people or family members or close friends, and you invite an imam or you invite an ustad to give private classes on specific issues. And a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot, but you know, quite a few people actually do this activity on a regular basis, but it is very different from going to prayer at the mosque, going to prayer at the surau. This is very, it is designed to be more private and is designed to be only invited people to join.
How much religious online content is there for people to turn to at this time?
There's a lot. There's a lot of content out there. I mean, like I said, a lot of the religious preachers are also YouTubers. They record their teachings online, and they put it online. And it ranges from all kinds of topics, religious topics. But again, these are specifically either sermons or, classes, informative stuff about the religion, which is very different from the act of praying itself. And as far as I know, there's no one actually do online stream praying where people pray together. Or if they do, it's a very small group of people who actually would do that. And it's not a norm among Muslim communities, at least.
Right. And the final question, with Ramadan coming up, if this is extended, how do you think Muslims could be navigating the fasting month as well as Raya?
Well, it's going to be a very different Ramadan experience, I am sure, because Ramadan is also the time where a lot of people get together, specifically during the breaking fast and the Taraweeh prayers at night. And this is something that, at least in the modern memory of Malaysia, something that we have never had to experience, that we have to actually do this privately at home the whole month. So I think there's going to be a lot of adjustment on that. And of course, if it gets to that point, there's also a lot of things, other things that we need to worry about in terms of our livelihood and stuff.
Badrul, thank you so much for sharing those thoughts with us.
Thank you for calling. Hope that helps.
It definitely did. That was Badrul Hisham, Director of Programs at Iman Research, talking to us about how COVID-19 has changed the way we practice religion here locally. If you have any thoughts, you know, how has social distancing affected your religious community? How have you adapted your practices and your faith in this time of social distancing? You can call us 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, time for some music. It's I Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.